How are your New Year's resolutions going so far? As we approach the third weekend of the new year, here is one resolution that you can keep, and the only effort involves going outside Sunday night around 9:30 p.m. and looking up. Bob Baer of the SIU Physics Department has the story on this edition of WSIU In Focus.
Well, we have a total lunar eclipse happening. While you can see the eclipse basically anywhere in North or South America, we're in kind of a good sweet spot for this in Carbondale, Illinois, where we'll see all of the eclipse, which means we'll see the partial phases and totality. And it's happening that evening, starting kind of late. Starting at 9:30 is when the partial eclipse begins. I think it's exactly about 9:33, 9:34 p.m. And then that goes on into the evening. And this is about a four-hour event, again, from the start of the first partial phase to the end of the last partial phase. So people have a lot of opportunity to see it. It's quite different from a solar, where we had the long partial and then the 2 minutes of totality. For a lunar eclipse, totality lasts a pretty long time, a little over an hour, I think.
Partial eclipse begins at 9:34 p.m. What will we see, Bob?
So it starts with the moon looking full. So it's a full moon just like any other full moon, big and bright in the sky. And then when that partial eclipse starts, what you're going to see is a little bite being taken out of the moon, almost kind of like a solar eclipse. But as the dark part of the Earth's shadow goes across the moon doesn't look as full anymore. And it takes about an hour for it to move all the way across, and it becomes a very thin crescent at the end. So it's really cool during that first partial phase. You get to see the moon go from full down to a thin crescent. So you could see all those phases of the moon that you normally might observe over a month, but it happens over about an hour.
Then Sunday night, 10:41 p.m., it happens.
And that's when the full shadow of the Earth covers the whole moon. So the moon changes color at that point. It goes from being that bright white color that we normally see with a full moon to like a maroon or an orange. And it's much darker, much dimmer. The overall sky will get a bit dimmer. So if you want to look for some deep sky objects, that's a good time to do it. But looking up at the moon, it's a little harder to see details on the moon during totality because it is so dim. And for people who are photographing that night, it's really tough to photograph totality and get good results because it is so dim compared to what the full moon was just, you know, an hour earlier.
Sure. And then, so the eclipse then will begin at 10:41 totality. Mm-hmm. And then there's something called duration. Greatest eclipse, 11:12 p.m. What will it look like then?
Well, that's just when the shadow of the Earth is centered over the moon. So it's as dark as it's going to get. And it will be a little bit darker than when totality first starts. And again, what you're seeing there is the moon isn't just shadowed and completely dark, but you're seeing the light that is bending or refracting around the Earth. So it the light from the sun, remember the sun's behind the Earth and the Earth's between the moon and the sun. So the light goes through the atmosphere of the Earth and it refracts a little bit and then lands on the moon. So you're actually seeing the color of sunsets, or some people say you're seeing thousands of sunsets simultaneously projected on the moon then. One interesting thing that happens on the moon during this, that it won't really affect us, but the moon goes into the shadow of the Earth, which means it's completely cut off from the light of the sun. So scientists do know that there is some interesting things that happen then. When it's cut off from that sunlight, it cools quite rapidly. So you get some cracking, you might get some ejection of small pieces of material from the moon at this point. Nothing we can see or observe like with a telescope, but it does cool rather rapidly. And then when it comes back out from behind the Earth, it heats back up again.
Ballpark figure, how many total lunar eclipses have you seen in your lifetime, Bob?
Not that many. I want to say only about three or so. It's interesting that you ask that. You know, I think when I was a kid, I know I saw them a few times, didn't know exactly what they were. I just noticed, wow, the moon sure is a different color tonight. And I saw a funny thing happening with the phases. But they're, you know, they're really cool to watch, especially if you know what's going on. They're especially cool to watch. But it's, of course, it's not as spectacular as a total solar eclipse where it literally gets dark in the middle of the day and you look up and you see the corona. Things just look different.
If somebody mm-hmm. wants to see it with the best equipment?
Sure. We are doing an astronomy observation at the Neckers Building. So we'll be set up on the ground with telescopes right outside the Neckers Building in between Neckers and the Student Center. Those telescopes will be operated by physics students as well as members of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois. We'll also be up on the roof that evening using some of our telescopes that are permanently installed up on the roof. So if you'd like to come out, the event starts at 9:30 p.m. It's open to the public, and it's, as usual, these are free of charge and family-friendly events.
Good deal. All right. So again, it's not all on top. If someone wants to stay on the ground, they can watch them. Good deal.
That's right, and one of the reasons for doing that is the astronomy deck is only accessible by stairs, and so for anyone who's in a wheelchair or just has mobility issues, it's much easier just to get to one of the telescopes on the ground. Even if you just see it from your backyard, it's kind of spectacular to just be able to walk out and look at it, maybe with a pair of binoculars, and I'd say it's especially something cool to show children, to let them see that.
That's astronomy expert Bob Baer of the SIUC Physics Department talking about the upcoming total lunar eclipse. It begins at 9:34 p.m. this Sunday night. To hear more from Bob and learn more about lunar eclipses, see our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.